Coach Bill Wilson joins me. Coach, congratulations here on the split with Great Bend. As I'd mentioned several times, that it was like a 180 degrees turnaround about five times for what the guys played in game number one. They lost the 14-3 to this same Panther team. But in game number two, Edgar back on the mound. You started the seniors here on senior night, but yet the guys came through. And how about Logan Dakin scoring two early runs there? Also a run from Marcus Zapata, and that's the only runs you scored in the ball game. But I thought a grand pitching job by your senior, Edgar Montoya.
Yeah, you know, it's before we ever start those things, it's a good feeling seeing him go down the mound. And, you know, when he's on, he's as good as anybody. There's absolutely no doubt. I mean, he pitched at Emporia the other day, and the two umpires there from the Topeka area, they do all the Topeka area, you know, a little bit of Kansas City area games and stuff, and they said, this is one of the best guys we've seen this year. And he's just gotten, you know, that bulldog attitude. I keep thinking of Oral Hershiser for the Dodgers because I'm an old Dodger guy. So, that's the attitude. I think he wants to be on the mound, and he commanded things. I mean, he was in total command. And I told him in the first or second inning, I just said, you're going to need to go out with a mentality of going, these guys are not going to score one run against me. They're not going to score one stinking run against me. And he did that to the most part. We had one unearned run in fifth or whatever it was. And it was fabulous.
The errors cost them, and we took advantage of it.
I can say that against us in the first game. In our count, we had six errors in the first game. And, I mean, several of them were very routine plays. And then when you walk six guys and you hit two or three guys, and then, you know, they swang it okay. I mean, in fact, in that first game, as you saw, they had a lot of seeing eye hits. I mean, they had some hits that wouldn't have bent the grass if it landed in the grass out there. It was total turnaround and stuff. But, we were aggressive. You've on the base have been saying all year long, if they don't hold us at second base, they got the green light. Let's go. Let's do some, make some things happen. And when you get Logan Dakin on base, I'm telling you, that kid, he has no fear. He's going to go and go and go. And slides head first into, which ends up being the winning run, head first into home plate. And I told him, you don't ever slide head first into home plate. But, it's a natural reaction and stuff. And thank goodness he didn't get hurt or nothing. But, yeah, he's a spark plug, man. And, he's in our number one spot now in the lineup and stuff. And he's like a human target out there. I don't think he's got a game this year. He wasn't got hit. So he's an old, I see one of my ex-players down here, Richard De La Rosa. And De La Rosa, I think, had 12 or 13 hits batsmen's during his year. So Dakin's chasing him, I think. But great performance. And then to have a senior that hadn't played a whole lot and stuff. Early in the year he played because Logan was still injured and try to get healthy. And to have a senior like Jonathan Guerrero at the end of the game there make that play, make a super play at second base. It's been a long year.
Well, I'm sure it has, Coach. It really has. But as you mentioned, to have a senior like that step up. We might just make a quick mention of the seniors here tonight that were also celebrated in the program as well. And going down that, Logan Dakin scored the two of the three runs that we had. And you just mentioned Jonathan Guerrero and played all 4 years for you. Just going to attend college and become a dental hygienist. Probably not going to play baseball ever again, but nevertheless. And then Ian Jones, Edgar Montoya, as we mentioned, being your pitcher, the winning pitcher tonight. Isaiah Rodriguez, Andy Saldivar, along with Todd Sayvall and Desmond Smith. But, it's always tough to say goodbye to your senior group, isn't it?
Yeah. Some of these guys have been with me for a long time. Edgar's been my number one for 2 years in a row now. And then even when he was a sophomore, I think he threw quite a bit for us and stuff. And Logan, my gosh, that kid he's snake bit. I mean, he's got a target on his back. This is the first full year. Well, he didn't even have a full year this year. He's not had a full year of playing since he's been here in this program, not one full year. He's been injured in some respect the whole time. And I told his parents when they came out there, I said, God, I'd like to have had this kid for three years or even 2 years. I mean, he's a spark plug out there. And he does some dumb things at times. I mean, he takes some chances on a base. bases when he shouldn't be, and you know, if he's going to make a mistake on a throwing mistake, he'll make it big because he'll airmail it somewhere. So, yeah, but you know, yeah, all of them. You know, Isaiah's been in center field all year for me and stuff, and you know, Ian Jones and stuff is filled in. You know, he filled in at first base and was struggling a little bit, and moved him to the outfield. I feel real comfortable about putting him out in the outfield and stuff, and you know, we're happy that they've you know, stuck it out and done what we've asked of them and stuff. And you know, we're telling them now, you know what, it's about how you finish, and that's where we set it all year long. And now we got to get ready for Southeast and hopefully play well there, and then, you know, it's probably, we're going to be 11 or 12 seed probably, and we're going to be playing either Heights or probably Northwest or East. I don't know which one's in that 2 or 3 spot, but it looks like Heights going to be number one, which, you know, we've played them. We didn't fare too well against them, but they're not going to be anything new. We're going to know a lot of things about them, so, which they'll know a lot of things about us. But I'll tell you what, in a one game setting, when I have Edgar Montoya on the mound, when I can put him out there, and I feel pretty comfortable. I feel like, you know what, he's, and one thing, he's going to throw his guts out there, man, and go after people.